Thanks for joining in to Moose FM. This is Carly Verhoeven. I'm joined by Peggy Peterson, who has been out at Bala Falls for the past few months. Peggy, it's been quite a ride. Can you tell us about your experience over the past 100 days?
The most important thing, I think, for everybody to understand is that I'm not a protester. Never done any protesting, but this is really a matter of land protection and land defending, which is a completely different way of going about things, I hope. So, yeah, it's been an incredible experience. Certainly wasn't planning on 111 days of camp, but, I didn't see any other way of stopping this project. So I pitched my tent, and it's been a life-changing, incredible experience.
Peggy, why do you think it is that this issue has received so much attention?
Well, this is just really a characteristic of what's going on and the fact that we're showing such disrespect for our natural resources. We're not really being accountable to create real green energy because there's a lot of greenwashing, and this is certainly a project I would call a greenwashing project. What really disturbs me is the lack of democracy going on. When you consider that a town does not want a power project, it's a private, for-profit power project. Can you imagine all the waterfront land around a waterfall in a scenic downtown like Bala being given for 40 years to a private for-profit company to do whatever they want to do, including blow it up? So, yeah, it seemed like a really obvious thing that needs to stop, because the Auditor General says this is why we're in trouble with our hydro rates, is because of projects like this. And so from every angle, this project has to be stopped. It's just a matter of time.
You know, Peggy, obviously this issue has gone on for quite a while and it will most likely continue for a while longer. So what would you say is your plan moving forward?
Just keeping at this until the project's cancelled. So certainly more correspondence going out, more meetings, more deputations, really to get the information out, because I think that's where we haven't done a great job of getting the information. If people understood the impact on everybody, that this isn't just an isolated problem in Bala, that it has a lot to do with why we're paying so much for hydro. And private for-profit people shouldn't be given this kind of power to destroy a town.
What is it that you're taking a stand against exactly regarding Bala Falls? You said that you're not a protester in the classic sense of the word.
So I'm stopping the project. Yeah, that's what I'm all about, stopping this project. And making sure that the democratic process and that the First Nations have been consulted properly. We know that that has not been the case, and that's really is the Supreme Court, will support the fact that the consultations haven't gone on. So I feel like it's my job just to defend and protect the land until all of those things can take place.
Now, the hydro plant is said to be a green energy project. So what are your thoughts on that?
It's not a green energy project. That's greenwashing. Very good at greenwashing. You don't introduce this kind of destruction for green energy, especially when we're going to be subsidizing this to such a high extent. And, we know that in Ontario, the Auditor General has said, we are actually producing hydro at a much less expense, costing us 46% less to produce power in Ontario now. We've done such a great job. But here's the problem in the system of hydro. We're paying, as consumers, 1,500% more. So how does the cost go down 46%? And how do we pay 1,500% more? That makes no sense. So shining a light on that whole thing. Of course, I didn't know about that when I started this project. I just saw a beautiful little community that was going to be destroyed by a project that had no business being put in a downtown.
What has been the reaction of people in regards to your presence down at the falls?
Oh, most are agreeing with me. There are a few people that maybe are not supportive or don't maybe like how I went about doing things. Pitching a tent is sort of a bold act, but sometimes bold acts are necessary to make a difference. So I would say, 98% of the people are happy to see what's gone on here, and about 2% are unhappy. So I think we're doing pretty well.
And I also know that you've been interviewed for an upcoming documentary about the proposed hydro plant. So how was that experience for you?
Well, that was incredible. Rob Stewart, of course, I knew his films, Revolution and Sharkwater. So I was in camp, because I was there 24/7, and he and his girlfriend came in, saw the flags, came in and asked what I was doing, and within 10 minutes he had started to film, and stayed the night. They stayed in the camp and really got to understand the project and started interviewing the next day. So, besides meeting these incredible people who really want to change the world and have a voice to do it, it's a really important friendship's been established, and it's really, I think, helped the community come together because, this infamy coming this way.
Well, thanks so much, Peggy, for taking the time to speak with us here at Moose FM. For more information on the Bala Falls hydro plant controversy, you can visit our website at moosefm.com.